Carol, you've got to tell us, how did Rod conceive of the Twilight Zone? I mean, how did that all happen?
Well, I think part of the problem with television in the 50s and early 60s was that there were so many sacred cows and things that one couldn't say or talk about on television. They did some pretty crazy censorship of his work. So in a sense, he escaped into the Twilight Zone, and very frankly, the sponsors and the network executives, so on and so forth, they didn't really bother him. I don't think they understood what he was doing, but he was pretty free to go ahead and do and say as he wanted to. So I think that's why he did it.
His episodes, because I used to watch them, I watched them religiously, always ended with this incredible message. Was he that way in real life? Did he think that way in real life?
Well, people often ask me, was he really? This isn't what you asked me, George, but I'll tell you anyhow. he wasn't nuts. You know, he wasn't a crazy guy. He was pretty down to earth. He was
sure
afraid of sounds in the basement or walking by a cemetery as the rest of us. He felt that television really had a responsibility to not only entertain, but to hopefully educate, make a statement. And I think he found that vehicle with the Twilight Zone.
Living in L.A., when you two would go out on weekends, would you get deluged with people? I mean, did everybody chase him?
Most people don't know a writer, you know, and basically Rod was a writer. It was only after he started introducing the program or narrating that people began to recognize him. No, it wasn't that bad. He used to say, you know, maybe he didn't like to have his dinner interrupted, but he said, hey, you know, when they stop, I'll really worry. So he was very good about it.
He influenced the careers of so many actors. I mean, so many. Almost had Billy Mumy calling in right now. He's at an engagement. And he couldn't get in at this moment. But, I mean, he really changed the careers of so many people. He had an eye for talent beyond just writing.
Well, it was great because it was an anthology show, which meant that every week there could be new people, new actors, and they would get a chance. And it was a beginning for a lot of them.
Mark, you continue to learn new things about the Twilight Zone, even after all these years, don't you?
It's true, George. I just did, as you know, I did the Blu-ray set, and I did 50 new audio commentaries. And to be able to go back to that material and watch those episodes, and this is, of course, after several decades of my being a writer-producer working in television. And so I have a very different perspective than when I wrote the book when I was in my 20s. And yet the show continues, I think, to have every bit as much validity now as when Rod wrote those phenomenal episodes, along with, of course, George Clayton Johnson and Charles Beaumont and Matheson and Earl Hamner. But Rod wrote an astonishing amount of them. He wrote 92 out of 156 episodes himself, and that's just a phenomenal output over five seasons.
Well, it really is. Carol, how did you meet Rod?
We were in college. We were kids in college. He was back from World War II and just starting to matriculate, and I was there on the campus. We got married after 2 years in college, finished college, and then he went on to write continuity for a radio station. That was his first job.
So when he did Night Gallery, what did he think of that show compared to The Twilight Zone?
Major difference there was that he was not did not have creative control of Night Gallery. Someone else did. Rod was producer, et cetera, of The Twilight Zone, and really did have the creative say about everything. Not so with the Night Gallery. He was not happy with that program. There were some shows that weren't bad, but there were some that were pretty appalling.
I bet he came home sometimes or watched these shows on television and just shook his head, didn't he?
How'd you know?
Little remote viewing here. Mark, how did your interest in The Twilight Zone start, Mark Zucker?
Well, I grew up watching the show. When I was a kid, it actually was in syndication, and it would air in the afternoons, and I would come home from school and watch it on KTLA, and it ran 5 days a week, and so I was just able to inhale it. And And it was an amazing show. And in fact, the kids at school, it was sort of our shared mythology. So we'd talk about these episodes and just be blown away by them. And, you know, they were really phenomenal. I mean, one of the things that's spectacular about Twilight Zone and still speaks to what an amazing show it is that it can speak to children, it can speak to adults. It really has a commonality of storytelling and the high quality of how it's produced and acted and all across the board. I think it really speaks to people from all cultures, all generations, and when I speak to young people now, and the fact that they're every bit as impressed with it now as when I was a kid. So I think that's the mark of a true classic.
Carol, did Rod always have this kind of surreal creativity? I mean, you had to be different to write the way he wrote.
He had a marvelous imagination, really. You know, he would see, for instance, somebody across the room that looked like a little bit like him. Now, he would develop an entire story around that. There was one. The rest of us, we'd say, oh, that's funny. He looks like me, you know. No, it was his imagination. It was just fabulous.
Carol, you know the old saying, behind every successful man, how many of these Twilight Zone episodes did you write? Come on, tell me.
I was a pretty harsh critic of what he did write, but I can't take credit for that. I did not do the writing.
Did he use you as a sounding board very often?
Absolutely. He worked at home. His office was in the backyard, and not outside.
Mark told us once in the pool with a dictaphone.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
I mean, it takes a very clever guy to be able to do that and compose scripts like that and then just have them all typed up. And I guess there were some other scripts that just never made it to the screen, right?
You mean on Twilight Zone or?
Yeah, Twilight Zone or anything else he was writing?
Not a lot. Not a lot. The Twilight Zone, it was a labor of love. And, you know, those stories were really little vignettes. They were short. And he did them very quickly and very well, and particularly in the beginning. You know, it was good for him. He, on some of the other programs that he wrote, the dramatic programs for Playhouse 90 and Hallmark and so on and so forth, those took much longer. But these little Twilight Zones came quickly for him.